sudden you're amused.
Listeners, it's your girl Jamie, and I'm back, and it's just me talking this time, and I'm really excited for this week's episode. We're going to be doing overrated versus underrated things. So, I don't know if you could just hear my earring, but I'm taking my earrings out because this is getting serious. So let's jump right into the episode. And this is the episode's jingle. Underrated and overrated. Okay, two things I just want to address. Number one, underrated is meeting your favorite celebrity. This is some story I actually just want to share with the episode, so I'm just trying to find a way to integrate it in because it's a great story. So basically, if you guys have been living under a rock and you don't know everything about me, I am obsessed with Declan McKenna. And I'm not like you bitches that just fucking found Brazil on TikTok. Like, I have been listening to Declan McKenna since grade 9, like number one fan. Like, I fucking love Declan McKenna so much. I have pictures of him on my bedroom, my childhood bedroom, like multiple pictures of him, like top artists. Like, I paid to have this thing during COVID to ask him a Q&A question. I have a signed album. Like, I love Declan McKenna. So I'm on exchange right now. And before I went on exchange, he announced that he was going to do a little intimate concert at this place called Prism in London. And I'm not far from London. I'm like an hour and a half away. And I was like, I'm going to go. This is a once in a lifetime experience. I was under the impression that this like intimate concert was going to be like, I don't know, at like some sort of record studio. Like, I didn't know what Prism was. And I was going to like, he was going to see me. We were going to fall in love. And then he would write the next album about me. Like, you know, like just like, obviously, like that's what I was thinking. So basically this whole entire trip for London was to London. I mean, was just to see Declan McKenna. Just to see Declan McKenna. And I already saw him in Toronto, and I'm seeing him again in May in Paris. So we go. Horrible weather, as it is in London. We go to the concert. It is, like, bigger or almost the same size as his show in Toronto at the Danforth Musical. So I don't know what I was expecting. But I was with my friend Jarena. Shout out to Jarena. And she, like, weaseled her way in because she's small. And she got to the front row, second row, even though we didn't even wait in line. Like, we waited like an hour, 45 minutes before the show, like whatever. Front row, it was great. We stayed at a hostel in London that was so disgusting. Not to be rude, like I've stayed in hostels, but this place was really, really gross. There was like hair all over the sheets, blood stains on the sheets. I was like, okay, so this place did not clean the sheets. So we ended up moving to a hotel. This is important to the story, in my opinion, because this is like everything happens for a reason, burnt toast theory, whatever. So we leave the hotel after we went to the concert the night before. Now it's the next morning. We're getting ready. We're going to go to the Damson Mater pop-up. I got some really cute stuff from there. And we're like, okay, let's go. We're going to go look at Brick Lane too, whatever it's called, the vintage stores. We're going to go. So I look across the street at the bus stop that's right across from the hotel. And who do I see? Declan motherfucking McKenna. At the bus stop, I turn to Jarena, I go, that's Declan McKenna. So we run across the street, we're waiting at the bus stop, and I'm trying to be so normal. Like, I'm trying to be, and I look so fucking bad, guys. I literally looked so ugly. Like, the photo that I have with him, I literally look like there's like, I look like such a noob. Like, I looked so ugly in the photo. Like, he definitely did not fall in love with me. Like, I'm really upset about that. And we spoke to him for 10 minutes. I said I was trying to be normal, but I spoke to my favorite artist for 10 minutes. And I had a special request for him for the Paris show. So I'm going to tweet at him the day of and ask him to follow through. I just had to put that out there. But now we're going to go to the real overrated and underrated stuff. I hope you enjoyed that story. But definitely not overrated meeting your favorite artist. I'll definitely say that. Also, Billie Eilish just released her new album, Hit Me Hard and Soft. I hope it's good. Because I did think the last album was overrated. I don't know if that's just my opinion. I used to be a really big Billie fan. I waited like 5 or 6 hours for her first show, like at Budweiser, and I made posters. It's actually the worst concert I've ever been to. That's a whole different story. Anyways, let's get into it. I just want to say that also I think passion fruit is underrated. That fruit is so fucking good. But these are some prompts I put on my Instagram story of what you guys said. So let's get into it. I keep saying, well, let's get into it if it's like a YouTube video. Crocs are underrated. I 100% back that. I actually own hiking Crocs, and to me they are normal, but when I wear them out of the house and to Stauffer, I am have no fashion sense apparently. Those things are comfortable. They're airy. You can wear them in the wet and you can wear them in the dry. So I 100% agree that Crocs are underrated. BBQ sauce is underrated. I don't like barbecue sauce. The barbecue sauce that I've had tastes like cinnamon, but to be fair, I have an organic almond mom. Sorry, mom, you are those things. And she gets like this really weird, like organic one. I don't know, it tastes like cinnamon. Like, I'd much rather put something else. Like, barbecue sauce is not versatile. Like, you can't really put barbecue sauce like on everything. Like, you can put hot sauce on everything. I guess it's the same with ketchup. Oh, is there like people that, out there that eat like barbecue sauce on mac and cheese? That's like really gross. That's like really freaking gross. Underrated honey mustard / Dijon. Yes. Yes. You guys don't realize honey mustard, you can put that shit on anything. That is how you make a fucking good salad too. Okay, I'm gonna hook you guys up right now. I'm gonna hook you guys up with a Dijon mustard, honey mustard salad. What you do, you get some kale. You wash your kale, you soak it in vinegar. You need to be soaking your fruits and vegetables in vinegar to get them bugs off and them parasites off, okay? I don't know if there's, yeah, parasites or whatever the fuck is else in the vegetables. Soak that in vinegar, dry it, cut it. Cut it small, okay? You're going to take in a little cup olive oil. I don't do the measurements. I kind of eyeball it. That's my fatal flaw of cooking, is I actually don't do any measurements of anything. I just eyeball everything. But you're going to do olive oil. You're going to get some salt in there. None of that thick shit salt, okay? Get the pink salt in there, okay? Pepper, garlic, maple syrup, honey mustard, whisk. You're going to put that over top of your kale salad, and then you're going to massage the dressing into the kale salad. It's so important. You need to be massaging. Like, get some gloves on, wash your hands, get in there. Like, massage that kale, okay? Then you're going to toast some pine nuts. You're going to put that on top. Then your new dry cranberries, and you're going to put that on top. Add some shrimp. Add some chicken. And then add some Parmesan. Well, don't add, like, chicken and shrimp unless that's how you roll. I think you should just stick to one, in my opinion, but that's up to you. Try that salad. Let me know what you think. Dune is overrated. Sorry. That's what somebody said. I'm going to let you know right now, if you think I can sit through a 3-hour film, you're absolutely wrong, unless there is Subway Surfer playing ahead of it. I mean, not ahead of it, above it. I keep seeing edits, though. I don't know if you guys saw that one edit of Timothée Chalamet. He looked absolutely daddy in it, and I was like, oh, maybe I should watch Dune. I don't know now. I probably won't. I absolutely will not be reading that book. I'm reading The Secret History right now, and I just want to say that book is overrated. Ooh, don't come for me. Maybe it's because I literally only read, like, Wattpad, fantasy, smut, basically porn books equivalent. I'm just joking. I've read A Little Life. That's my favorite book. So don't just like make me seem like a dumbass, but I don't know. I don't really love The Secret History. I think it's a little slow. I don't know. That's just my opinion. Overrated Hailey Bieber. Listen, I don't follow Hailey Bieber, so I can't really say anything about that. I do think she does her makeup really nicely, and I would hope so, because I'm pretty sure she has like a makeup brand. But one thing I'll say is really overrated, and this is something I'm very happy that I have stopped doing, and I did this a lot when I was younger. Overrated is idolizing celebrities and idolizing people. That, like, comparison will kill you. Like that song that Olivia Rodrigo says, jealousy, jealousy. Yeah, comparison is killing me slowly. But seriously, I it's so bad, because you see all these people and you're like, oh my God, they're so amazing. They're so good. And then you think so little of yourself. I don't know. I had an epiphany recently and I was around people and I was like, you know what? Like, you guys are actually fucking boring. I was like, you guys are actually like really fucking boring. And like, I am not. You know what I'm trying to say? I don't know. Maybe I think too high of myself. I really don't. But I'm just saying, like, you know, I don't know if that makes sense. Okay, let's get some other ones up in here. Underrated sandwiches. Ooh, I am a big sandwich person. I love a good sandwich. I don't know if whoever's listening to this, if you've never had the chicken pesto from the Tea Room, you are absolutely missing out. Catch me there next year. I'll be... Oh, I don't know if this is top secret information. Actually, it shouldn't be. I worked at the tea room this year. That sandwich took a lot of money out of my bank account. And catch me there next year, okay? I'll be prepping you those sandwiches. And you know what their secret ingredient is? Is love. I'll be making those sandwiches with so much love. And the iced coffees with so much love. So catch me there next year making those sandwiches for you. Flats. Okay. The thing is, I can't say if that's underrated or overrated. I don't wear heels. I don't really wear heels. So, you know what? I do wear heels sometimes, and every single time I've worn them, I'm like, get these off my feet. I like that flats are coming in, but they're making flats like not even that comfortable. I don't know. I've really fucked up narrow feet. My feet kind of look like a bear paw. But like much narrower. Oh my God, narrow. I don't know if that's a word. And I have severe bunions. Sorry that I said that online, but you know, like speak up for them people that have bunions. Like we gotta like speak up for ourselves. So flats are sexy. Flats are styled nicely. I do think flats are gonna go out of season. I think they're a little bit of a micro trend right now, but I think they're gonna come and then go and then come and then go. Baseball hats, underrated. You know what? I look really ugly in hats, but unfortunately melanoma does run in my family, and every single time I leave the house without dressing like literally a Mormon or Orthodox, so like literally covered head to toe in something, my mother yells at me. So I have to say that I agree with you that hats are in general are underrated. You know, it's just like, you got to wear a hat. You got to protect your skin. You got to make sure that you're covered in breezy clothing. Like I was the bitch at the beach and at the pool wearing a sun shirt. And unfortunately I still am. So I agree, hats. And also they can make like pretty sexy hats. My friend Rachel has like a massive hat collection, and she wears like the flat top hats. I don't know. Is that what the baseball hat is? Wait, I gotta search this up because I've been thinking that the baseball hat is the curved one. Baseball hat. Let's see. Okay. Yeah. Baseball hats are the way to go. I think the flat hats look really bad on me. So yeah. Going to the movies. When did we stop doing this? Actually, I have another point I'm going to add on. Hopefully, I remember after going on this tangent. We need to bring back the movies. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Why do we stop doing that? I don't know. My house does it all the time in Kingston. Like, we will not be at Trin. We won't be at Sages. We won't be at Ale. We won't be at the Toucan. And we won't be at Musiki. You know where you'll catch us? You'll be catching us in the movie theater. Not the one, what's the one that people go to? I'm trying to think. No, not the Cineplex. The one that you have the freaking, Landmark Cinemas. Oh my God. I love Landmark Cinemas in Kingston. Those chairs recline. It's a good deal on snacks. The audio quality in the theater is good. Like, I just love seeing the movies. I think the last movie I saw was Wonka. And I don't know, people didn't like it, but I actually loved it. I thought it was really fun. It was really lighthearted. When I saw that Oompa Loompa come onto the stage, or not the stage, come onto the screen, I had an aneurysm. I was so excited for him to do the Oompa Loompa thing. So I love that. What I was going to say earlier is underrated board games. Why did we stop with board games? Oh, I sound like I'm doing ASMR. Board games. Monopoly, Clue. Okay, actually, I've never played Clue before, and I think I've only played Uno on my phone, so I don't know about those ones, but the whole entire summer, after my friends and I were done from our 9 to 5, we would go into my backyard and play an intense game of Rummy Cube and Code Names. I don't know what you guys are doing, but what you need to do is you need to order on Amazon the dirty version of Code Names, because that is something else. Like, we would be playing that for hours on end. Like, oh my God, Code Names is so fun. Please download it again. Also, it just like sucks when you are be looking at something for so long, like your computer. What am I saying right now? When you're looking at your computer for a really long time, like after a long day of work, after a long day of work, you just want to be outside, but then it's, like, boring to be outside, and, you know, you're going to read, but then it's, like, oh, you don't really want to read, so it's, like, what you're going to do, you're going to get a board game, okay? You need to be getting a board game, and you need to be playing it. That's the vibe for summer 2024. Okay, here's a list from this submission of overrated things. Wearing something uncomfortable just because it's fashionable. It's hard. This is a hard one because such sexy things are often uncomfortable. Like corsets are sexy, heels, sexy. I think what the real thing should be is people need to stop designing versions of this that are uncomfortable. I need comfortable heels. I need a comfortable corset because those do exist. And I need something that I will feel comfortable in and also feel sexy in. And it cannot always just be a matching sweatsuit. But I have a really bad, like, issue. Like, I have all these outfits, but I won't wear them to school because I'm like, it's just not the vibe. But I'm like, it could be. But, like, my own anxieties of, like, what I'm wearing are preventing it from, like, me actually wearing it. So I think we should just normalize wearing really fucking weird shit or, like, really cool shit that's, like, not, I guess, normal to be wearing to class. No more sweatpants, okay? Because the sweatpants often are my indoor clothes, and you can't wear outdoor clothes outside and then wear them on your bed because that's disgusting. And if you do that, I'm so sorry, but please stop. Okay, there is bed bugs on the TTC now, and I'm sure they made their way onto the buses as well in Kingston, so please change your clothes. Okay. Now that I'm done with that. Aritzia. Not old Aritzia. I don't know about this one. Because I really do love Aritzia. I'm a really big Aritzia girly. And I think that they have a lot of fun things. It's tough. Like, I feel like there's really not a lot of stores in Canada that offer all these, like, cool, unique, versatile pieces that are not, like, literally ruining the environment in fast fashion. I don't know what the solution is to this. Bring brands that are in Europe that are so fashion, perhaps. But everything is so expensive, and I agree, like, New Aritzia is very expensive, but they have a lot of cute pieces. I really do like Sunday Best. You guys are sleeping. Underrated is Sunday Best, okay? You guys are sleeping on that section of Aritzia. I think that Aritzia's stores, honestly, have become overrated, and their website is underrated, because I go to the store, and I'm like, why is there nothing none of your cool pieces are in store, they're all online, but they have really fast shipping, and I like that if you go, you can get a free drink if you spend money at the Aritzia at Yorkdale in Toronto. Wrap at the Bar, overrated. I have to agree with you. I don't like wrap, to be honest, in the first place. I'm not a big rap girl. Of course, like, we got the classics, you know, like the Nicki Minaj and the Jay-Z, the classic rap, and, like, My Bitch Is Bad and Bougie, like that stuff. But I think we should bring indie music to the Bar. I think we should be playing Brazil. I think we should be playing MGMT. I think that's them, like, Time to Pretend. Like, more stuff like that. I think we need to be playing Lorde. I think Phoebe Bridgers, I think the Ethel Kane Dancing on My Own remix needs to also be played. We need to bring Chapel Ronan, some Hozier, but preferably not too sweet, because if I hear that fucking song one more time. Let's just talk about the fact that Hozier did actually make an Instagram reel with him doing his beekeeping, because he's at his beekeeping age, to Too Sweet. I like my coffee black in my bed at 3. That song got so TikTokified, it's really, like, killing me. Thin eyebrow trend, overrated. You know what? Hot people can pull it off. And I've seen some hot people have some thin eyebrows. Like, you just have to have, like, a certain vibe. That's, like, the same thing of being, like, bald. Like, only, like, certain people can look good bald because they have, like, that vibe to them. But not everyone can be bald. And not everyone can have thin eyebrows. So I think it just depends. Trixie and Katya once said, hot people don't have to pay the ugly tax. And if you have thin eyebrows, you probably are hot, and you probably, like, know that you won't have to pay the ugly tax because you're so hot, you got thin eyebrows. I'm sure you also have a bunch of tattoos too if you have thin eyebrows. Like, let's just be fucking for real right now. Let's see if I have any more requests at the moment. overrated TikTok trends. Ugh. Okay, this is a bit controversial. That's not the right word. In my opinion, because I do social media as my job. No, but seriously, I work for an amazing company called Marlo. Not to plug it, but they sell organic tampons. It's a woman-owned business from Canada, so definitely check them out. And I also do their TikToks. I need TikTok trends. Like, that's how our videos go viral. So in terms of, like, marketing and for a company and creating content, I agree. But I think micro trends that go around TikTok are horrible. Like, a few weeks ago, or even, like, not even that long ago, like, I guess I go through cycles, but, like, really, really, really badly, like, a few weeks ago, my whole entire For You page was just pushing consumerism. You need to buy this. You have this problem, buy this. Have this problem, buy this. Do this, buy this. Get that. Don't be missing out. I was like, oh my God. Like, calm down. I'm like, holy fuck. Like, you don't need to buy this. I don't need to buy that. I was like, it was just like crazy. It was like my whole entire For You page was filled with content like that. And it was like, I just want to watch funny cat videos, Brittany Broski, clips from a podcast that I'd never heard of before, and find new music. So I was like, this needs to calm down. I really don't like that. So in that sense, definitely overrated. Stanley cups. Oh my God. Overrated. I'm so sorry. Okay. I've never had a Stanley cup, but like that thing is huge. If I'm getting a water bottle, it needs to fit in every bag, and it also needs to fit in the side of my backpack. And more importantly, it needs to not spill. Like, the Stanley cup, correct me if I'm wrong, will spill. No, like, you cannot like turn it over and it won't spill. It's too big. It's too impractical. Like, I don't fuck with it. It's also $1 million. Like, why is it that expensive for a water bottle? I guess they're cute. I don't know. I don't really like that. Drinking, overrated. Drinking is so... Whoa, what is this? Oh my gosh, I do not know what this is. Something just went on my iPad. Not related. Yeah, 100%. Well, if you didn't listen to the last week's episode, we had a whole entire conversation about drinking and sobriety. So I definitely think you should listen to that, so I won't go into it too much. But 1,000% agree. Drinking is so overrated. I'm in Europe right now, and specifically France, and everybody here chain smokes. Like, it's insane. Like, chain smoking, like, cigarette done. They have like breaks where you can go get coffees, go get a coffee or like a snack or something from the vending machine, or you can take a smoke break. The French people are running to go outside to take a freaking smoke break. It is crazy. They don't really vape here. They're like mostly smoking cigarettes. Okay, this is not what the question was asking, but I just had to like say this because it's going into a point. Then we started talking about smoking cigarettes. Anyways, like, those are really bad for you, but everyone does it here. And I feel like everyone knows now that cigarettes are bad for you. But that led into a conversation that I had with some people that I'm friends with here on exchange. And we were talking about like weed is weed. They were like saying like weed is much worse than drinking. And I'm like, listen, everything in moderation, but like, you're going out, and I know you Queens bitches are going out this much, okay? Let's just be real. You're going out Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You're drinking every single one of those days. You're telling me that if you smoke twice a month or do edibles twice a month, that that is worse for you than drinking that much? Like, drinking is so bad for you. It's horrible for you. We all know it's bad for you, I guess, like, everything in moderation, but like, you're really, I feel like, supposed to only be drinking like maybe twice a month. Like, it's crazy how much people are drinking. I'm not saying like I've never drinking alcohol before. Like, when I go out, I obviously drink. I am not a big drinker. It doesn't agree with me. For example, I think in second year, like, when we all got back from the summer and it was like frosh week, I had like 2.5 coolers, like freaking Cottage Springs. I was ill. I wasn't even drunk. I was just really sick. So my family's a lightweight. I really don't drink, but like, yeah, drinking overrated. It's horrible for you. So like, don't fuck with it. But like, I get it. But like, also, you don't need to drink to have fun. I know everyone says that you don't, but you really, you do. You don't. I've gone to stages, like, literally a million times sober. Like, stages I just don't think is fun, like, even when you're drunk. But, like, I've gone sober, so. Overrated, overly curated Instagram feeds. Yes. Like, bring back when you could just post whatever you want on Instagram. I did the other day, so if my friends, like, come at me for this, being like, oh, well, I need to break up my feed, like, which one should I have first? I just think because I, like, don't want to have, like, a million photos of just myself, like, all over my feed. I like to, like, you know, just mix up the picture that's, like, the first in the slide or whatever. But, yeah, I think that you can just post whatever you want, and who cares? Everyone's hot. Everyone's sexy. So just post whatever. Like, it's just supposed to be like that. It's a really commentary on society. Like, isn't that what Instagram was supposed to be in the first place? I don't know. Underrated, walking as a form of exercise. Yes! Okay, I'm going to let you guys in a little secret. During COVID was when I was at my, I think, my most fit, in my opinion. I was only doing at-home workouts, and I walked twice a day. I did, like, a I also listened to this really good audiobook called Myth, which is a Greek mythology book, but it's so good. It's like a retelling of all the stories, but the narrator is, first of all, has an amazing soothing voice, and second of all, is a really good storyteller. I walked like twice a day, I think like 45 minutes on one walk. I just like went and got a coffee every day. It was also COVID, so it was like that's the only time I was like leaving the house. And then I would do like maybe an hour and a half walk after, and then walk my dog. And the weight was shredding off of me, like shredding off of me. Like, I was literally so toned. I've never been that toned in my life. That's just me. Walking as a form of exercise, that's good. Honestly, I think in 2024, this is my mentality. You should just do exercises that you like. Let's repeat that. You should just do exercises that you like. Okay? Because when I was younger, I mean, I'd be doing all these workouts, like fucking cycling and whatever the fuck. I fucking hate cycling. I hate it. But I was like, oh, well, like the Peloton. And like, don't get me wrong, I love Peloton and I really like their runs and their videos and stuff. And whatever, like their Moulin Rouge run is like saved. I really need to do that. I love Moulin Rouge the musical. That's a completely different story. But like, we need to stop promoting things just to achieve like goals in terms of fitness. Like, you don't need to just eat rice and vegetables. Like, eat lovely food and live life and just do exercises that you like. Like, if you like to do low impact, do low impact. If you like to lift weights, lift weights. Everyone should do cardio in some form just to get, you know, your heart healthy and stuff like that. But like, if you don't like running, don't fucking run. You like to ride a bike, ride the bike. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. Really pisses me off when I see such a push for all these different things. And I'm not looking at it necessarily from like a goal perspective. Like, if you want to reach a certain weight or fitness goal or whatever your fitness journey is, like you do have to do certain things, but I think you should still do things that you like. That's just my opinion. JoJo Siwa, underrated. Yes. Karma's a bitch. I should have known better. I think that really honestly made me cringe as it came out of my mouth, but I thought it was going to be like less cringe. I don't know what her marketing team is up to, but that fucking song will not leave my head. I'd be hitting the dance move and stuff like that, like for the past, like, I don't know, like 5 or 6 hours today, like straight hitting that. Come as a, I couldn't stop doing it last week. I mean, over the weekend. So honestly, yeah, JoJo Siwa. Also, she like made bank with her like bows and stuff. Like, I remember that at Claire's. JoJo Siwa knows what she's doing. So we can all hate, but she's definitely making more money than any of us. Underrated buzz cuts. Listen. I think certain people look sexy with a buzz cut. One of them being my friend Gil. That's the one who wrote this. And you know, when guys get a buzz cut, they have like the back of their heads. It's like so like, I don't know, like it feels nice. I don't know how to explain that. Like, not in a weird way. So don't make it weird, okay? Underrated, walking barefoot on grass. Overrated, sand beaches, it gets everywhere. Ew, I don't want to walk barefoot on grass because I don't like texture things on my feet. Don't like that. But I do think that, I guess, you can connect with the earth and things like that. I don't like walking barefoot on things. Overrated sand beaches. Okay, I have really bad calluses on my feet, so like the sand beach does exfoliate them. But yes, I don't like sand beaches. I don't like the sand everywhere and stuff like that. And like, I hate that. I don't know. I just hate feeling dirty. Actually, well, I hope that most people hate feeling dirty. But when I was younger and I went to like a vacation with my family, it was like we were at the beach. And I could not go to the beach for, like, 3 days because there was, like, a real... I guess I didn't like the smell of beach. I remember it smelling fishy, but apparently I think it actually didn't. But I was just, like, so grossed out by it. I could not. Like, I could not go to the beach. So I don't know what that says about me. But when I was younger, I really wanted to be a mermaid. And it was also, like, kind of weird when I was younger. So, like, not to expose myself, but, like, I was, like, desperate to be a mermaid. Like, this is younger, like... younger, and I would like want to do like mermaid spells. I don't know. I love H2O and I love Mako mermaids. I just love mermaids, and I do think that they're real. And I do think that because you know what, we have not explored the ocean. We don't know what's going down there. Okay, I think that there is mermaids, but I don't think it's what we think they are. Like definitely not like the H2O girlies. They're very like fishy, probably. I don't know. I saw a crazy video though about someone getting stuck. This is like completely off track, but I'll tell the story anyways. You know, I saw this video on TikTok. You know, I'm always on like getting them true crime things or like stories, and it's always at night. Like I have night terror problems, not night terrors, but I get really scared at night. So I'm like, really don't appreciate these showing on my For You page because I feel like I have to watch them. But it was like this group of, I think, 5 guys, not the burger place. Just joking, not the burger place, but it was a group of 5 guys, and they were cleaning some sort of, like, underwater pipe, and they got, like, sucked into it, and only one of them survived, and they crawled out of the fucking pipe, like, and they, like, refused to go down and save them, like, what? Like, what? The ocean is scary. I don't like that. I would never go on a cruise. I just would never go on a cruise. First of all, I get really seasick. And second of all, I can't be in the middle of the ocean. Like, that's something that really, like, gives me the heebie-jeebies. But I also used to be really bad at flying. Like, severe anxiety. Like, I was convinced, you know, like, the plane was going to crash and stuff like that. But now that I'm in Europe and I'm, like, traveling a lot, I've gotten better on the flights. And flights are actually fun. You're in this, like, weird, like, limbo situation where you can't really do anything except be in the air. That's the same thing with showering, in my opinion. It's like, you just gotta focus on being in the shower and like washing yourself up and singing and stuff like that. I don't know. I sing in the shower. What's your favorite song to sing in the shower? Someone DM me because I'm running out of music. I've only been playing Declan McKenna, and Chapel Ronan. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm dyslexic, so, like, I cannot read and say things out loud sometimes. That's the whole entire episode. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you guys like me rambling. But I miss you guys a lot. I miss Queens. And today was the eclipse, so I hope nobody looked at the sun without having the proper glasses. There was no eclipse here where I live because I'm France. It didn't go over. But that's okay because, honestly, I would be kind of scared to look at it. Like, something would happen to my eyes. But that's it. I love you guys so much. I hope you are amused. And it's exam season for you guys. So breathe. You're going to be okay. You've done exams before. Or you've done some variation of exams. Well, you all have. Yeah. Because even the first year you've done exams. So you're fine. It's going to be the summer. You're going to sit. You're not going to tan and roast in the sun. Because that's how you get melanoma. You're going to go outside with layers and sunscreen and a hat and sunglasses and sun shirts in the sun. You're going to be conservative, okay? I hope everyone does really well in their exams. I hope everyone has sexy hot vibes. If you graduated this year, thank fucking God, get out of here. I'm just kidding. If you graduated this year, congratulations. So proud of you. And yeah, well, I'll see you guys in next episode. And we're going to have like 1 more or 2 more episodes, hopefully, before the end of the year, till the end of April. Love you guys so much. I'm really like making this outro much longer. Let's just cut me off.
All of a sudden... Muse.